All right, I'm talking to Peter Millman. Mr. Millman, thank you for joining me.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
All right. Could you start by just introducing yourself for the audience?
Well, I'm Pete Millman. I live in Calgary, Alberta. I'm 42 years old. I have a four-year-old daughter and a lovely wife, and yeah, we're living a happy life.
All right, thank you. Okay, so my first question for you, what happened on September 11th, 2001?
Well, I got up in the morning that morning and checked out the TV, and actually, I think one of my roommates was up, and he was watching the World Trade Center burning there, so we kind of watched it off for a bit.
Okay. Okay, my next question, how many buildings collapsed on September 11th?
I think both World Trade Centers, yeah, so two.
Okay. My third question, what do you think of the fact there are now well over 4 million closed-circuit TV cameras in London?
What do I think of, sorry, I didn't catch the whole thing there?
Sorry, what do you think of the fact there are now well over 4 million closed-circuit TV cameras operating in London?
It's unbelievable. I mean, yeah, it's a staggering amount. I wonder at the infrastructure needed to actually watch all those surveillance cameras. I mean, it must be staggering.
Okay. My fourth question, what is causing global warming and what should be done about it?
What's causing global warming? Well, I mean, global warming, I think, is a wrong description. It's climate change. Climate change is always happening. The question is whether we're having a significant impact on climate change, and the answer is yes. But there's numerous factors that influence climate. It's very complicated, but definitely our activities are having an influence on climate change for sure.
Okay.
And the second part of that was what should we do
about
it?
What should be done about it?
Well, I mean, I think everyone, we live pretty extravagant lifestyles in North America anyways. I mean, I think everyone probably needs to look at what they have and think about what they really need to have. And the second component of what we need to do, I think, is actually you need to have a government that has some policies that addresses some of the low-hanging fruit. What I mean by that is just easy things to do conservation-wise. I mean, things like mandatory fuel economy, I think, would be a really easy one to deal with.
Okay. And my final question relates to monetary issues. So my first it's a two-part question again, and the first part of that question is, what is money?
What is money? I mean, money is essentially what allows us to obtain goods and services.
And who creates money?
Who creates money? Well, I guess individual governments create money, right? I mean, wealth is, I think, something different than money. But in terms of who creates money, I guess individual governments create money.
Okay, and finally, what is a central bank and how does it work?
Oh my God. What is the central bank and how does it work? Yeah, I'd have to say I don't really kind of know too much details about how the central banking system works. That's something that's kind of out there.
Okay. All right, thank you very much for joining me.
Okay, well, hopefully that worked.